Welcome to Growing Pains, a business podcast for entrepreneurs and their teams who find themselves in the growth phase or messy middle in between startup and aiming for six or seven figures and beyond. I'm your host, Laurie Sterling, a COO, coach and mentor. I both do what I teach and teach what I do with a passion for empathetic team leadership, business operations and all things entrepreneurship. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Growing Pains podcast. Today, I have a very special guest. It is Veronica Matasova, and Veronica is actually the OBM that works inside my business, but she has been an OBM inside many multiple six-figure and seven-figure clients. She is brilliant at what she does, and a bit of her background is that after quitting her corporate job in 2018, just before getting a promotion in London, Veronica put all of the last of her savings into an online course and a MacBook, and that started her journey as a virtual assistant. And she worked for six-figure business owners that quickly led to OBM work and into the six- and seven-figure space with other business owners. And she has managed packed launches, building foundations for businesses, countless trainings, and investing in herself. Veronica has worked for over 17 clients in the last 5 years, with 90% of them crossing the multiple six-figure mark. So that's amazing work and a lot of behind the scenes that you get to be a part of. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
My pleasure. So how did this start? What made you want to become a VA?
Well, I don't think I actually ever told you the story of how I got into the business, because I was working in corporate London back in 2018. I was really miserable and I spent every lunch break that I could in the nearby park near my work. And one day I was purely just sobbing in the park because I felt so lost. I never told this story to anyone actually. And one of the lady that was in the park, she had her laptop on her hands and she saw me and she came up to talk to me. And she basically told me about her business, that I reminded of her by herself. And within 10 minutes, I basically like found a new world that, you know, existed. I had no idea that you can just run and have online business. So basically those 10 minutes did everything for me. And that was just before my promotion in London, in corporate world.
Yeah.
So within a few weeks, I gave my notice in because, you know, she also showed me the screenshots. She showed me everything. So within a few weeks, I quit my corporate job, put my last savings into the MacBook and the online course that was basically for VAs to start to work with clients. And that's pretty much how it began. But if that lady didn't talk to me back then, I have no idea where I would be at the moment. And all it took was 10 minutes, which is crazy.
Oh, wow. A 10-minute conversation changed your life. That's amazing.
It did, yeah.
Yeah. And so how did you find these six-figure and seven-figure business owners to work with?
So at the beginning, it took me maybe a month or two to sign a first client. But my first client was six-figure entrepreneur and she was making 20K per month already. So that was a huge jump for me. When, you know, just jumping into the world. So I applied for 30 job applications and clients per week because, you know, I put all my savings in, the money was running out and I was getting
work.
More frustrated and, you know, desperate, to be honest, because I didn't have plan B. Yeah. I told myself, like, there is no plan B. I'm making this work. So I sent out 30 applications a week, like I said. And the first client was already like the big girl in the online space.
Excellent.
So that was a huge jump.
That's great. I'm glad it worked out so well for you.
Yeah.
So what's your rates or your packages at the moment for your clients?
At the moment, and you probably already know this, but I struggled with my rates for 5 years. And we spoke about this many times, but my current rate is, I never want to go below 45. Which I know that every OBM listening to this is basically screaming at me because that is very entry OBM rate.
Yeah.
But I had like money mindset blocks for 5 years that I've been struggling with. And to be honest, if I charge what I should charge, I will be in a completely different place, four times my income. But I used to charge $15 an hour.
Yeah.
Just for building someone's businesses, you know, but right now I don't want to go below 45, which I know is still very low. So I know every OBM is probably like screaming right now.
But that's okay, because the more experience you get that you build on, you can still like keep tweaking those numbers and push it, keep like bumping that ceiling little by little, and you'll get more confident asking for that higher price with every
year. Over the years, I tried to figure out why I have so many money mindset blocks. But I think it's just because I'm not from US, I'm from Europe, Eastern Europe, mm-hmm. where the average salary is like 700 or 800. So I always thought that, you know, I should be in my own, like, kind of like a level of what's normal around me. But then I realized, like, I'm not working with local people. I'm working with US people. So why should I charge based on my location?
Yeah.
Which is all my fault, basically.
Okay. So how, like, when you said you were, like, applying for, like, 30 jobs, how did you find those jobs in the first place?
So I was pretty much on social media all the time, in Facebook groups mainly. I was there all day, every day. I spent maybe 2 hours applying to jobs. And I didn't want to apply just to send my application in, but like every application, I put my heart and everything I could. I even did the Loom videos, you know, the ones that people never do.
Yeah.
I basically went crazy with applications because, again, I didn't have plan B. So Facebook groups, and then after the year, referrals,
yeah,
from all different various clients. So sometimes I get in the inbox if I'm available, and sometimes it's just I check and there's perfect client waiting for me.
Oh, excellent. All right, so you've moved on from the VA world and moved into the OBM world now. So at your peak, how many team members have you managed in total? Like, what did that look like?
So at my peak, I had 6 different clients.
Wow.
And I think that was probably 30 team members.
Wow.
At my peak. But then, of course, I burned out and took a 9-month break. So, but I would say maximum was 30. But now it averaged between like 3 to 5 team members for a client, which I'd taken like easing in back into the OBM world after my burnout. So not many right now. It's not as crazy as it used to.
Oh, that's good. Like, you've found a bit of balance now.
Yeah.
That's good. So you never, like, after burnout, you didn't leave the industry altogether. You just sort of reestablished boundaries. What did that look like for you?
Yeah. So basically, for 4 years, I never took a break, not even for Christmas. Because to be honest, like, when you get the momentum in, you don't want to take a setback. Yeah. So I was afraid to take the setback, but then your body kind of like decides for you. So I was off for maybe 6 or 7 months.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want to like do anything else. I knew I wanted to come back in, but you know, your body just tells you when to stop, when to continue. So when I came back, I set the little boundaries for myself, like taking Fridays off, or, you know, I used to be on Slack over the weekend. And my clients had to kick me out of Slack. They messaged me like, get out, like, go away. It's weekend. So no weekends, no Fridays. I'm trying to just the little things. And I feel like if I'm getting close to the edge of, again, the same feeling of burnout, I take a step back, let my clients know, but I'm always here, but I take more care of myself, basically.
Yeah. So how many hours are you working a week now that you've found that balance again?
So right now I'm trying to work around 25 to 30, but realistically, sometimes that's not the case. I used to work 40 to 50 at the beginning, again, but I was, you know, on the crazy side. Now I think 25 to 30 with taking Fridays off completely.
Excellent. Excellent. So from behind the scenes of your clients and what you've seen, what have you seen to be like the catalyst for growth inside their businesses?
Simple systems. That is the biggest and best things, because I had clients that, you know, they onboarded me and I had to look on their backend systems and I wanted to cry. And they also wanted to cry. Like, you know, complete mess in systems and not even like knowing the roles of the team members and platforms and softwares and not automated funnels. And so I would say simplicity scales, definitely. And if it's a chaos on the back end, usually what I found that my clients were lacking in sales and, you know, leads, and things were not working. Team members were leaving. So I think simple back end, but also simple strategies to sell and get more leads and nurture your audience. It's always the one.
Yeah, that I definitely feel like the nurturing piece is quite often the piece that is missing from clients, that they'll go out and they'll get the leads and then they'll push for the sales. But there's got to be this process in between getting leads and getting the sales where you nurture that client. Yeah, for sure. And so, like, how did that impact your role when you came into a client with no systems?
Well, usually with all my clients that I went into OBM role, I started as a VA. And as a VA, you pretty much see the back end, but you're only responsible for completing the task. But if I notice that it's taking me 30 minutes per task, and it shouldn't be, and it should be 5 minutes, and I found a way how to make it shorter, you know, that's where I kind of like jump in and told my client that there is a different way. We could save a bunch of time. I can SOP this. Don't let you know. You don't have to worry about it. I have it under control. And that's kind of like led me to OBM role, because I look at my OBM services as not, I'm not just here for, you know, clock in and clock out, but like I want to make sure that my client's business is working well, because if it's working well, I'm happy, everyone is happy. And, you know, so I treat their own business like my own baby, essentially. And I let my clients know that I'm not just here to manage your team and just clip things off in Asana, but like we're in this together. And if I see something not working, or there's some improvement that could be made, or new things in the industry, I always wanted to learn new things, because the VA stuff, you know, I love the foundation work, but I also love the challenge of learning new things and new systems. And there's always so much.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. So what advice would you give an entrepreneur who wants to hire their first OBM that might not have any systems in place?
I would say trust is a big one, but also communication, because I had some clients that were afraid and scared to let go of the task that they were doing for many, many months, because, you know, they had a way of doing certain tasks. But, you know, I don't think that any six-figure CEO should be responding to inbox messages. You know, there is better time management for them. So I would say trust, and that we are here to save your time and to run your business while you can be the star of the business. But you also need to trust your team members, and that everything can be done and automated pretty much.
Yeah. And I guess you've seen the difference between like good, very successful bosses compared to like absolute nightmare of a client or a boss. What do you think is the difference? What makes a good boss and a nightmare boss?
I always found that the best clients and the clients that were always crushing it with everything, numbers, analytics and sales, were the ones that, you know, were in a Slack on a daily basis and like leading the team. Not telling anyone, you know, what to do, but being a good leader and kind of like pushing the boat together instead of, you know, delegating things around. So I would say it's like a natural leader in some clients that, you know, they were in a Slack, they were in launches, you know, who needs support, who needs, you know, who needs help. Right. So I would say leaders that have not the empathy, but like if your team sucks, your business is going to suck as well. Like your team makes the big part of the business. And if it's if the team is not happy and they see that you don't really care and you're just there to make money and they're there to work with you, that never really worked in my case.
Right.
Like if I noticed that I care way more than my client, that was, you know, that's a bummer.
Gotcha. So what advice would you give an OBM who works side by side with a CEO then?
My biggest advice is knowing that there is a very fine line between telling the client that there is a better way to do things. And then there is a difference between them doing their systems for years and they, you know, they know their stuff. So we can also give them suggestion. But like if they hate sales calls and you want to push them to sales calls, that's not great way to manage the business. So you have to respect the client's previous systems and how they work, but also bring the new ideas and let them know that it is there for improvement, but also don't try to change their whole system because you've done it before in a different way.
Yeah.
If they're not comfortable. And I think there is a very fine line
A delicate balance, isn't it? Between like they're building a business that works for them and their style. And yes, we want to keep improving and growing, but we can't change their style while we do that. Yeah,
exactly.
So what has been the hardest part about growing inside a growing team?
I mean, personally, just different time zones, but that is just because I'm based in Europe. You know, I had some situations where team members were not responding. They disappear for 3 days during launch period. But those are like one-off. But I would say the hardest one for me, for example, the time zone, because I'm in Europe, all my calls are in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But that is the personal, I think, side. I don't think there is anything hard in the overall OBM or industry that I came across because everything is figure outable. Like you can always figure it out. But the personal things and things that you cannot change, those are the hard ones.
Yeah, gotcha. And so what has been the best part about working in this industry?
Just meeting different entrepreneurs and talking to, like, I work with 17 plus clients.
Yeah.
Some probably I didn't even count, but each of them had different values and what they want to do in business. And I think the best part is when we hop on a Zoom call, we decide to launch something. And then a few months later, it's real and people are, you know, enjoying the new program or, you know, bringing things into the life where we work in complete online space, but you can bring things into the life. I think that has been the favorite part because there is always so much to learn and so many things to do.
That's great. And so what are your dreams and visions and goals next for you?
I would love to keep doing what I do, but lately I found myself enjoying coaching as well because for a few of the clients, they asked me to coach a Q&A or, you know, random session. And there was this spark again with OBM world, then with coaching. So, but to be honest, like going from management to coaching has been the biggest and hardest transition.
Uh-huh.
And I always like, I have one foot in and one foot out.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to leave OBM world because that's where my foundation is. That's what I love to do. But also would love to coach and help people because I did a foundation with my clients, you know, from four figures to five plus as a VA. And then you move to OBM from five to six plus to seven.
Yes.
So I pretty much know how to help people to grow their business. But it's, again, going from management to coaching or consulting, mm-hmm. that has been the biggest challenge. And, it's been a year since I've been debating what to do. But I don't want to leave online space at all. And I have a crazy vision board that has amazing things in it, you know, including Tesla, you know, all about that. But I cannot even imagine myself doing anything different at all. Like,
that's exciting. Yeah. I hope I can help you, make that dream and goal come true for you. That's awesome. Well, how can people follow you and your journey and your coaching and what you do and help?
Well, I'm on Instagram, but not very active, to be honest. I recently started my journey on TikTok, which has been great. And it's been a learning experience because, you know, I'm beginner at content creation, but I might be pro at systems OBM. But I was beginner at content creation. So I'm learning every day, tracking my numbers, seeing what works, and just slowly easing into, because for 4 years, I had massive fear of being on camera. Like, I would not show up on Zoom calls with camera on. Like, I was struggling. So that was completely a whole new world to me. So beginning on TikTok, Instagram, and then just letting the world know what are the possibilities of building the business from OBM side, because I think there are so many business coaches that, you know, build businesses, but I don't think there is many OBMs that could provide that different perspective of also including systems, team, automations, all that. So I would love to do that. And perhaps in 1 year when we, when I listen back to this episode and everything is, you know, running and it came true, that will be laughing experience. But at the moment, I'm struggling to make decision of which way to go. But I think one falls into the another.
Yeah.
Like they're all connected. So,
yeah. Well, I'm very excited to follow that. So if you are an OBM listening and you think that you would also like to up level into more of like that COO role, that second in charge, and up level your leadership skills, teach your team to work autonomously and have the tools to make better decisions and improve your strategic management skills and confidence to turn up as a second in charge, then please check out my website, lauriesterling.com, or via social media. You can find the links in the show notes for my prospectus on my 8-week digital COO accelerator program. There's a wait list for it at the moment. I have opened up application form for that. So if that's something that interests you, then go and check it out. And there's no harm in filling out a form and seeing what that might look like for you. So thank you everyone for listening. And thank you, Veronica, for joining me today.
Thank you as well.
Great. Until next time, have a productive day.